Italy, in the United States, and many other countries in the world, the water has been used like an unlimited resource. But this is changing in the last decade. In Florida, the deterioration of drinking supplies has resulted in a new ordinance that limit the use of water for irrigation landscape and limit the use of San Agustin grass too. Therefore, the selection and development of new cultivars that resist drought stress is a viable strategy to conserve water. Tuberoses may exhibit drought resistance through various mechanisms. One of these is development of deep root systems or physiologic mechanisms like other forms reduce the evapotranspiration losses. The objective of this work was first to determine the transpirational breakpoint, that is the point when the evapotranspiration starts to decline during the dry down cycle, and the second to determine the total water extracted during the dry down cycle. The material that we used in this experiment were 19 genotypes from 5 one-season tuberous species. The species were Soja japonica, Soja matrella, common Bermuda grass, African Bermuda grass, and San Agustin grass. In asterisks are to the commercial cultivar that we used. The experiment was conducted in Gainesville, Florida, and soilless plugs were planted into the pots with 11.5 centimeter diameters and 9.5 centimeters tall. We used a black cow like a topsoil. Each genotype was represented by 10 pots. Previous to the experiment start, the plots were established and grown in a greenhouse and watered daily by 90 days. The pots were fertilized with a soluble fertilizer 18-18-29 at a rate of 12.2 kilograms per hectare. And all the pots were trimmed weekly at 6.35 centimeters. The experiment was conducted twice in 2010. And we used a controlled temperature room for the experiment. All the pots were arranged in a completely randomized design. And of the total of 10 pots, four pots of the genotype were maintained like a control or well-watering pot. The other 6 pots of each genotype were subject to a dry-down cycle for 18 days. The days previous to start with the dry down cycle, we trimmed all the pots and fully watered to permit the drain freely during the night. The next morning, all the pots were weighed to obtain the weight for the upper limit of extractable water for each pot. To obtain the daily transpiration, we weight each pot at 1 p.m. every day during the drying cycle. To maintain the 4 well-watered pot or control pot, water was added daily to each pot to return the weight at 30 grams less than the initial weight. For the dry down pot, the decreasing in the soil water was controlled by rewatering the pot, so permit that all the cycle was extended for over 2 weeks. Daily water was added to each of the drying pot if necessary to return to a 30 gram below of the pot weight the weight of the previous day. And the daily transpiration rate for each pot was calculated by the difference in the pot weight for the current date and the combination of the weight and the water at for this day. An example for that, that is probably more clear, is, for example, one pot with the first day have 500 grams. The day two had 490 grams. So the evapotranspirator for that day was 10 grams. That is less than 30 grams, that is our threshold. So there are not water added. The day three, the pot had 450 grams. So the difference with the day before was 40 grams. Greater than 30 grams, our threshold, so we add 10 grams of water for this pot. When the dry down cycle finished, the daily transpiration rate and the fraction of transpirable salt water was recorded. The response on transpiration rate and fraction of transpirable salt water was analyzed using a two-segment linear regression model. After that, the breakpoint was then calculated for each genotype. All the data were analyzed using the SAS program with ProGlimix procedure, and the source of variation that we used are shown in this table. Now we're going to the results. First, the two-segment linear regression model that we use to calculate the breakpoint had a coefficient of determination greater to 97%. So we can say that the equation that we use it fit very well to describe the transpiration rate response. In this table, we have the genotype response to the dry down. In the first column, of all the genotypes in the study. In the second column, the species that represent these genotypes. And after we have the break point, that is the point when the transpiration starts to decline during the dry cycle, and the total extractable water that was calculated with the difference for the weight, the weight of the pot the first day, when we initiate the dry down cycle with the weight for the last day during the cycle. We can see here first that the range in the breakpoint going to 0.25 to 0.40. That means in the case of the lower breakpoint, that means that the transpiration decrease later during the cycle. And in the case of a higher breakpoint, the transpiration decrease early during the dry cycle. Here we can see that more than a half of social genotypes had a breakpoint, a lower breakpoint, or they decrease the transpiration late during the dry cycle. But there are another social genotypes that had higher breakpoints. All the Bermuda grasses are grouped together and present a moderate breakpoint. And we can highlight here Floratams and Agostin grass that we use it like a control because it's the cultivar more used in Florida that had a higher breakpoint, so the transpiration decreased early during the dry down. In general, the literature indicates that genotypes with lower breakpoint are could be more adapted for intermittent and short drought periods. And higher breakpoint could be more, this genotype could be more adapted for prolonged drought periods. The total extractable water in general was, the behavior was similar to the breakpoint, And this, the range of this was 290 grams to 350 grams. We can see here that Florida and San Agustin grass has a higher total extractable water compared with all the genotypes in the study. Now the conclusions. First, the breakpoint and the total extractable water were different among genotypes. Some genotypes respond to the soil drag by decreasing the transpiration rate early during the cycle, and other genotypes maintain the transpiration rate longer to the drying cycle. This allows for the selection of genotypes that may be better adapted to short intermittent drought periods or for longer or prolonged drought periods. All the Bermuda grasses were grouped together for breakpoint and for total extractable water and were moderate among all the genotypes in the breakpoint. The Floridan San Agustin grass has an early breakpoint, indicating that this reduced its transpiration rate early during the dry down cycle. And this cultivar extracted more water in compared with all the other genotypes in the study. Finally, we can conclude that soja grasses exhibit the greatest range for breakpoint and total extractable water with all the genotypes in the experiment. And that indicates that there are significant amount of variation for this transpiration and dry down response in this species. Thank you.
Questions for Maria? One question.
Did you look at any roots?
Roots
in any of the pots? I mean, some of them extracted more water. Do you think that was a factor of possibly more roots in those? What do you think caused that?
Yeah, well, this experiment is one of my experiments for my master study. And the other experiment is related with root behavior with this species. So I have another result in the other experiment, but are not presented here. Yeah. But that's the idea after that.
Any other questions? One more?
I'm wondering about Santa Carlos species.
Oh, sorry, could you repeat that? No, we have all the same for all the genotypes. Yeah.
Which was on African mammal, what was
that? Well, the fertilization was 18-18-29, soluble fertilizing previous to the dry down, and that was weekly. And we treatment at 6.35 all the genotype weekly too.
Thank you.
Thank you.